I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. For 4 years, the Quad Cities nonprofit Lead Her has spread warmth through its Strike a Match mentoring program. Now it's formally caught fire with its 103-year-old big sister, the YWCA of the Quad Cities. The two nonprofits, which both work to empower area women, now share office space at the aptly named Iowa Empowerment Center at One River Place on East River Drive in Davenport. Leaders of Lead Her and the YWCA made a formal announcement of their new match on December 1st. After months of discussion, the nonprofits decided to work together to reach more Quad Cities area women. Deanna Woodall, the YWCA's first vice president of development and growth, works out of the Davenport Riverfront location, which opened in October of last year.
I just felt that it was pretty obvious, being two women-led organizations that really emphasize on empowering women. Although our missions are different, we still are doing the same thing, you know, for women, and that's empowering them through whatever means that we can.
Woodhull and Lead Her chief Megan Hasselroth didn't know what form the collaboration would take, but the two groups knew it was something they needed to do.
Because our goal is the same for both, and I speak for Megan, and I know she'll say the same thing to you. We want to be able to reach more. We want to reach more people in this community, and doing it together just makes sense, you know. So we've got the groundwork laid. I think that this is going to be an evolving partnership with time, and I will support Lead Her however I can, and I know that Megan will support the YWCA however she can.
The YWCA, which is based at 229 16th Street in Rock Island, and plans to build a much larger facility two blocks away, not only works on women's empowerment, but has a mission to eliminate racism, stand up for social justice, help families, and strengthen the community. In addition to childcare and other services in Rock Island, it's been providing empowerment services in the Quad Cities since 2018. With empowerment centers in Rock Island and Davenport, the YWCA offers free job search and resume services, food and hygiene pantries, and referrals to other services in the entire area. Lead Her is a local mentorship program, fueling career and community engagement for women in the workforce. Founded in 2016, over 300 women have been matched with an individually recruited mentor. Hasselroth says mentorship is the sixth highest barrier for women in Iowa and is as essential as ever during the COVID-19 pandemic. She adds the YWCA addresses the top obstacles to women's self-sufficiency, employment, childcare, housing, education and training, and transportation. The only paid staffer for Lead Her, Hasselroth became the new executive director last January, when it was based at Cowork QC in downtown Davenport, and for most of this year she's worked from home due to COVID. On September 29th, Lead Her hosted its virtual fourth birthday from the Iowa Empowerment Center, which includes a boardroom, workstations, and lots of meeting space. Hasselroth appreciates a time at Cowork QC downtown, but says a new collaboration makes perfect sense.
There's a lot of reasons why this is important. And so the first being that as, change agents in our community, the best practice is to collaborate. And we want to serve women. They want to serve women. We both want to address barriers to women in the community. But the YWCA, one of their programs is non-mentorship. And we understand that all of these other barriers hold women back, but we don't offer, you know, child care. Like, we need our women to be able to have access to a 360-degree menu of options to achieve their goals in whatever that looks like.
Hasselroth thinks One River Place will be a place where both groups can complement each other.
You know, Lead Her has been this really great thing, but we want people to feel like they have a home, like they're connected to our organization with a physical place. So we'll be having our events there, our board meetings there, you know, networking there when we can go back in person. And having that physical space allows there to be then a physical space for our women to grow in. And so we, behind the scenes, can make the space, you know, mentally for women to grow, but that physical part is important too. And so having a place where they can go and be themselves, and then also have access, just by being there, to all of these other resources.
A good number of their women matched with mentors are low income, who can benefit from YWCA programs.
We want to be the connector. We can't solve all the problems for women, but we want to connect them to someone who can. And sometimes that's a mentor, and sometimes that's another organization.
And Hesselroth says the possibilities for future growth with the YWCA are endless.
This is a first step. This is something that is, you know, seems really natural and appropriate. But as we move forward in a changing world where they anticipate 30% of nonprofits won't make it, and we have found in Lead Her, we're going to match more women this year than we have historically. Mentorship is essential, and so are these other things. And so moving forward, we're going to continue to have conversations about how do we best serve the women in our community, and then we're going to do our best to match those needs.
And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Tricks.